You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're going to hear about a partnership which is helping support disadvantaged and vulnerable households in the Northwest by helping them stay warm and save money on household bills, amongst other things. Joining us now to chat more about this partnership is Suzanne Hyde, RNIB's Advice Line Team Manager. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi there.
Now, Suzanne, RNIB is partnering with the Cadent Foundation Green Doctor Program for this. So how did this partnership come about?
So the relationship came out of an RNIB working alongside the Cadent Foundation. And the Cadent Foundation have been supporting charities since 2019. And their sort of aim is to help households to find sustainable solutions to fuel poverty, to ensure that people are safe and warm in their homes. And they basically got in touch with RNIB and suggested the new referral pathway, which would be created between RNIB and Cadent's charity partners called Groundwork. And this project really allows RNIB's advice line to refer any customers of RNIB who need extra support and energy efficiency advice to Groundwork's Green Doctors. And the project also is kind of reciprocal because it empowers Groundwork's Green Doctors to refer their customers, into the advice line for any further support, such as more in-depth energy casework. And then we can also obviously assess them for any other services RNIB provide, such as independent living advice, benefits advice, counselling or talking books, for example.
So a beautiful partnership. Why was it so important for RNIB to get involved in it?
Yes, so it's really important because for our research and from looking at trends in the calls we have into the advice line, we did notice that our visually impaired customers are struggling a lot more during the cost of living crisis. And this is for a number of reasons, really. For example, they could be on a low income, meaning they've got less money to be able to afford an unexpected utility bill. Also, our customers do tend to use more power in the home. They might have the lights on in more rooms in the house due to their site condition. And also, technology is really important to them. And they might have more devices on charge, for example, electronic magnifiers, for example. Also, if customers are out of work, elderly or disabled, they may be spending more time at home, so need to have the heating on a bit more than average. Also, that customers are having particular issues with energy companies, such as having bills in inaccessible formats or being denied accessible in-home displays for their meters, which this can contravene the Equality Act. So we wanted to help customers with the cost of living crisis. So then we developed a partnership with the British Gas Energy Trust initially. And thanks to their generous support, we now have a team of energy specialist site loss advisors who've achieved a City and Guilds qualification in energy awareness. This means that they can offer in-depth advice to customers and resolve more complex issues to help them to maximise their incomes. And this funding also allowed us to expand our training to the rest of the team as well in the site loss advice service.
What are some of the things that a green doctor could help us with?
Yeah, so a green doctor, they're all to do with energy, really. So they provide different kinds of support, whether that's advice on paying off debt with energy or water companies, or spotting other concerns that might bring up a referral to another service. So some of the reasons why people might ask for help from a green doctor is if they're struggling to pay energy bills or finding it hard to manage fuel debt, or worrying about keeping warm or choosing between eating and heating. If they feel the home might be a bit cold or damp or drafty, or if they have like sort of medical problems such as asthma or a persistent cough, that might be reasons why someone might go to a green doctor. And this particular project have got green doctors within it that actually had special training and awareness from the RNIB. So they know a bit more about equipment that people with sight loss may use, and they've got an awareness of barriers that visually impaired people may encounter when handling their energy account. For example, not being able to see their meter to provide meter readings because it's too small or too unclear. It's, for example, in the bottom of the pantry and inaccessible physically. And the Green Doctors will tackle these issues and also make further referrals into the RNIB Sight Loss Advice Service. And also they can tell customers about the Priority Services Register, which is a really important thing to go on if you're a vulnerable customer, because it means you do get a quicker service if something goes wrong with your energy in the house.
Oh, wow. That all sounds amazing. And I think you touched upon this, but there's also some bespoke or additional support that is maybe offered.
Yeah, so the partnership between us and the Green Doctors helps us to bridge the gap we feel between the telephone advice that we offer on the advice line with the face-to-face service that they offer in the house. So, for example, the Green Doctors may notice that a customer's struggling with energy bills and can't read them, or they might even physically notice the house is cold or it's too warm because the customer can't adjust the thermostats, for example. And all these things can be easily remedied by a visit from the Green Doctors, and solutions can be found to those issues. There also might be like non-energy related issues that green doctors might pick up on. For example, they might see that the customer's struggling to move around the property or struggling with cooking a meal for themselves. And then they can liaise back with the RNIB and we can then refer them to the sensory impairment team, for example, to get some rehabilitation training to increase their independence and just make their lives a bit better, really.
I feel like there is nothing better than actually, you know, being able to see someone in person or have someone come to your home and assess those things, because it does make a difference. So who is the service available to, and what would the process of reaching out for a green doctor look like?
So at the moment, we're just running this pilot project to support disadvantaged and vulnerable households in the Northwest area. And it's currently available to RNIB customers in the following local authority areas, which are Halton, Knowsley, Liverpool, Sefton, St Helens and Wigan. So we then hope this project can be replicated to other areas that fall within the Cadence catchment area, which is a big part of the UK. In terms of the referral process, customers in these areas can call us by self-referring, phone our number, we'll take down their details and make a referral to the Green Doctors team. And then the Green Doctors call the customer back and then they'll liaise with them directly to find a suitable time for a visit to take place in the comfort of their own home.
Oh, perfect. So if we want to make that initial phone call to RNIB, what is that number, Suzanne?
Yeah, so to be referred to the Green Doctors team, they need to please call the RNIB helpline number, which is 0303 123 9999, and ask to speak to the advice line. And then one of the site loss advisors will then arrange for the referral to be completed. We also have an email address that customers can use, which is adviceservice@rnib.org.uk, all in lowercase and no gaps. And finally, before I go, I'd like to say to your listeners, if they do need any energy advice at all or are struggling with the cost of living, RNIB do have additional funding to support them. So please do not hesitate to get in touch with us and we'll assess your needs and help you as much as we can do.
Well, absolutely. Do that if you do require some additional support. So that number again for the RNIB helpline is 0303 123 9999. Well, Suzanne Hyde from RNIB, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.